the Wayne Ayers Podcast.
The Wayne Ayers Podcast.
Woohoo!
Time to wake your ass up for a blessed day.
So, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You got a new single. You got a new single coming out this Friday, right?
Yes, with Gunna.
Gunna. How did that collaboration happen?
So actually, this was like maybe like a year and a half, 2 years ago. I was just basically trying to like select a song I wanted him on that was like more so his vibe. I feel like, and like, kind of like his speed, I guess. And I chose Respect because, I don't know, it's similar just like to the flow of how I'm rapping and like just the things I'm talking about. So I sent it to him and he was like, definitely, sis, I'll do it. Like, and he ended up falling in love with the song. Like every time I would pull up to the studio, he would play it. So I was like, this is definitely like my next release.
Okay. You guys have like a video coming out or is this just a single?
No, we're going to do a video though.
Okay.
Yes. How much do you think that you've grown like as an artist within the past year?
I would say a lot because just like as far as my process, like I kind of been finding myself, I would say. Mm-hmm. And like when I first started, I kind of just like didn't have an idea what I really wanted to talk about or just kind of like my identity, I feel like, as an artist. And it's like now I'm just so much more in tune with myself and like the type of music I want to make. So I would say I've grown a lot, for sure.
You know, as a woman, especially in this like industry and as like this artist, do you ever feel any competition being compared to anyone or just seeing what other people are doing and what might be gaining like, you know, more mainstream attention? Do you ever feel like, oh, like I need to compete? Or you're just like, no, I'm just really like me.
Yeah, I mean, like, of course, it's pressure and stuff, but for the most part, I just kind of keep myself, like, grounded because if you start getting into, I feel like, what everybody else is doing, you'll lose yourself. But at the same time, it's, like, 50-50 because it's also good to look at your competitors and, like, see where you can, you know, advance or, like, to look at, like, what the wave is right now because sometimes, you know, we need new things. Like, we have to take a look around us, like, to be able, I feel like, to evolve. So it's like kind of like a gift and a curse because sometimes it's like it's not good to look at everything as if you're being put up against other artists. And then sometimes you need to look at what's going on around you, you know? So
is there like any artists right now that you like that on your mix or that your EP that you haven't worked or that you want to get on your EP before you turn it in? Or have you already turned in your EP?
Yeah, I actually already turned it in, but it is a few artists that I would love to be on there. And the City Girls for sure. I definitely want to make a record with Santana, Nikki, of course.
Are you a Barb?
Yes, I'm such a Barb. I'm a Barb for sure. I'm such a Barb. Yeah, Nikki for sure. And who else? And I always say my dream collab is like Drake. So, yeah.
Definitely Drake and Nikki for sure. I love City Girls. I mean, I love everyone that you listed, but I'm definitely like a Barb at the heart and like with Drake, amazing. Yes Barb, what's your favorite Nikki song? Actually, if you're a real Barb, what's your favorite Nikki song and do you know the verse, like a little short verse of it?
Yes, it's Go Hard. That's my all-time favorite. Gotta go, let me get the car keys. You don't want it with the hair at Jacob Barbie. Keep a car key. That's my favorite. Yeah, it's Still I Rise. Go Hard and Still I Rise is like my two. Like, I don't know, I listen to those when I'm, like, feeling down or I feel like giving up or just, like, I'm not in the mood. I feel like people hating on me. I just play both of those songs and get in my bag.
And see, that's, like, a great thing that you brought up because, you know, I know a lot of, like, you know, like, young women my age, even some of my friends, like, they really, like, they listen to your music. They, like, we love your social media. We love how, like, you carry yourself, especially, like, you know, your style, your morals. And, like, I just feel like in a world where social media is always kind of telling us who we should be or how we should look, like, what do you think being, like, a real baddie is? Like, what is being a real woman of empowerment? Like, what would you say that is?
That's such a good question. I would say definitely like being unapologetic because I feel like to me, a baddie is somebody who is completely comfortable with herself and she's unapologetic about it. Like, I love the fact that so many women today speak their minds and it's like they're not afraid of, like, you know, being scrutinized, or they wear what they want to wear, and, you know, whether it's sexy or if they want to be fully covered, anything, or whether they want to speak about how men aren't, you know, shit this month, like, you know, that's what they do. So I feel like a baddie definitely is just really like being yourself and being able to carry your own weight and not caring what people think about you. And then being a leader above all, to me, is a baddie.
What is, like, what can fans expect to see from you within the next, like, few months or even, like, a year from now? Where do you see yourself, like, from your growth now into, like, the next year?
Yeah, definitely before the year's out, I want to have, like, two complete bodies of work out. So, like, my first project, and then hopefully I can get into another project. But really right now is just giving people, like, a body of work they can listen to, because I feel like I keep dropping, like, singles and stuff, and it's long overdue. I want to, like, just show people, like, my artistry, like, in a whole, like, not just, like, singles. I want to give people different vibes to choose from. And I think definitely this year I'm more so focused on, like, I've been thinking about what can I do to set a good example. Like, I want to do something. I want to contribute to, like, the Black community. So I've been thinking more so about how to get active within the community and do different things for us and help out, or, you know, stuff like that. Like, I've been pondering on it. So...
But the main thing, you would focus on being Atlanta first, or, like, what city do you have in mind, like, first to start from?
Yeah, definitely Atlanta, because that's, like, my city right here, and probably my hometown of Carolina.
Do you have any, like, any certain, like, things you want to, like, to start off, like, with, like, what am I trying to say? Fuck. No, I'm trying to think. Yep. I don't know what I was
doing. I know what you're trying to ask.
Like, yeah.
I do want to start off with, like, kind of, like, I feel like having, like, a discussion with young women. I feel like from the age range of, like, maybe, like, 18 to, like, 23, 24, because I feel like during that era of my life, I just had so many questions, and I wish that, you know, I could, like, talk to somebody who would give me the real and just kind of keep me motivated. And then just, I feel like single mothers, I want to do something with them. And then eventually get into just kind of, like, I feel like it's, like, a lot of, like, violence, like, lately. And me and my some of my label mates was just talking about how we wanted to do something as far as just kind of, like, you know, like, giving, like, speaking to young men and kind of, like, being that they all look up to a lot of these artists and rappers. We kind of want to start, like, a movement to where it's, like, we can get personable with them to tell them, like, you ain't always got to, you know, pull out a gun, or you don't always have to do this. And just, like, the Black on Black crime thing, you know, just addressing it. And just giving, I think, young Black men, like, kind of like an outlet to release, like, anger or frustrations that they have. So we were talking about that. So hopefully we get to put that in the works soon.
Who would you want to have, like, be a part of that? Like, if you had a, like, discussion, like, who would you all want to be a part of that?
I definitely would say, of course, my label, Thug, Gunna, like, Duke, everybody over there. And I mean, I guess whoever else, like, chimes in, but more so my label, because they're in arm's reach. And we already kind of talked about it, like, me, Key, whatever, everybody like that. And then I feel like it'll get bigger from there, just either with Gunna and Thug joining, like, you know, people going to definitely hop on the wave then.
Sure. You mentioned that you wanted to, like, you know, really speak with, like, young women between, like, the ages of, like, 18, like, 23, 24, and just kind of, you know, teach them some things that you, like, didn't know, or just what you wish you would have known at that time. For, like, any young women that are listening right now, what are some lessons that you would like to, like, give them, like, that they don't know in their early 20s? For any, like, young women in their early 20s that are, like, trying to figure out life or their career or just, like, relationships, what would you say?
I would say first, like, you're, like, your obstacle isn't, like, I used to always think, like, everything that I went through was so unheard of, and it was like, oh my God, this is just hard for me. But I feel like a lot of women need to know, like, you're not alone. A lot of us are struggling. I don't care how people make it look on the social media, on the internet, and stuff like that, you know. And that helps you to know, like, okay, maybe I am along the right path. And I will also say that I always talk about confidence. Because I feel like whatever it is you put your mind to, you have to be confident in it. And I feel like a lot of women say that we're confident, but we're really not. So it's easier for us to get, like, thrown off course and stuff like that. So I would say confident, like, be very confident in what you want to do. And I think I would say, what else is something else? I would say to read a lot and do a lot of research on whatever it is, whether it's business, school, I don't know, whatever it is you want to pursue, I would say do a lot of research on it.
Is it for your like EP, is there like, if you could describe your EP in three words, what would those three words be?
Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. Dang. I would say high energy, bold, and high energy, bold. What's another word for like my slower songs? And real, because I got records on there that I feel like is just really, I'm speaking from like my heart and, you know, the things that I've like been through or whatever is like on my mind. I'm speaking about that. So yeah, high energy, bold, and just real.
Is there like a certain song on there that you like are really excited for like your fans to hear?
Yes, I would definitely say, I'm ready for the women to hear Wishful Thinking. And Last Goodbye.
Okay. Can you touch on those like a little bit if you can?
So Wishful Thinking is basically, I mean, it's basically like the name of the song. It's just basically me talking about like just the like, I don't know, like what my wish is as a woman, just having like the ideal man who isn't around the town, sneaky Lincoln. And basically it's just like I'm dreaming about that guy. And I'm saying, like, is it too much to ask for? And I would say Last Goodbye is basically just about, basically, I blew it, you know, and, like, it's over. And I'm basically telling the guy, like, you had the one and you couldn't handle your business. Like, now I got you on my sight. I got 2020 vision. So, yeah.
Locked in. Focus.
Right.
I think that's something that's so like such a trending topic all the time, like on social media, especially with like relationships, like, oh, like ancient guys or like, you know, like sneaky links, like whatever. And a lot of people sometimes look up to, you know, those celebrity relationships or just like what they see on the internet, which is like 9 times out of 10 or even 8 times out of 10, not really what it seems like. So what advice would you just give like to women that who are going through like relationships, like with a guy that they may be like on and off with, or, you know, they might be having like, you know, issues within that area?
I feel like your heart is going to want what it wants. And I feel like when you're fed up, that's when you're going to be like ready to just, nobody can make you do anything. You know, first of all, you have to just be fed up on your own, and you should go to sleep at night with it on your heart to think about what you truly deserve. So it's like, if you got that guy, like when you go to sleep at night, you pretty much tell yourself like, I deserve this and I know it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that like, when you like, listen to yourself, listen to your mind, your heart, and then put them in sync. And I feel like the rest will follow.
Why do you think some women don't really know the true depths of like what they deserve, or that it's kind of hard for them to recognize like when they can do like extremely better, or, you know, if they're like kind of stuck in a situation?
I want to say yes, but at the same time, being a woman who's been through different things, I feel like yes and no, because like I said, sometimes you know that moment when somebody makes you feel like crap. You know that moment when somebody does something that you absolutely don't like. We just make excuses for it. Like, the human mind is very, very smart, I think. And a lot of people, like, we just use excuses like, oh, I don't know. Like, sometimes we can't see our worth because I've been there before. Cool. But you know what makes you feel like bad as a woman in a relationship. And I feel like if that keeps being consistent, then it's like, okay, call a spade, you know? It's just about being strong enough to, you know, like, basically be real about what's going on with your situation. So I feel like that's a yes and a no question. Like, I feel like, yes, some of us like might not see our worth, but at the same time, I feel like in a way we do, we just choose to be blind.
That's so real. I think that's very like, just like relatable and just very real. So I'm very excited just to hear more of that vulnerability, like, you know, on your EP, and just you really like going to the depths of that. Cause a lot of, you know, like women, we do need those songs that we can connect to, that we can like cry to. We could just like, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
it's share experiences.
Yeah. And I'll be judged. A lot of like women, I feel like we judge each other sometimes, and it's like, it should be like a safe space, you know, especially with music, especially with just being able to tell your story.
Right. I definitely think so too. And I like that name, a safe space. That'd be a good name for something. But yeah, well, like,
you say, I'm gonna be like,
yes, that's a good name for something, a safe space. I like that. But yeah, like, yeah, it's about, that's what I want to do now though, is just be like more vulnerable and be so, and be transparent. Cause it's like, if not, what am I doing it for? Other women should be able to look at me and be like, dang, I feel like her and she overcame it. Good, you know? So.
Is there anybody like you looked up to? Cause I know you were like in, you're in a celebrity, like big celebrity relationship, but is there somebody you looked up to that, that you got advice from that was like in a big celebrity relationship while you were, in yours?
That's a good question too. I can't remember. I don't know why I can't think about the answer right now. Like, I can't remember. I've gotten a lot of advice, but I can't remember as far as like relationship advice. I can't remember. I'll spin back to it if I think about it though. Yeah, I don't know. I try to think on it. I'm sure I have.
Do you even think?
Go ahead.
I said, like, do you even think that it is a good idea for people to look up to stuff like on social media? You know what I mean? When they're just like, oh, well, if he can't buy me this, then like, I'm definitely not like dating him, or just because, you know, like some girls, they'd be like, yeah. Oh, like a Birkin.
I don't think it's a, yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. Like, I think it's cool for if you look at certain stuff and you look at what you want out of like your life and your situation, because that's just being real. Like, some of us wake up and we don't prefer to have Birkins. We might not want this, we might not want that. And then some of us get up and we like, shit, I want the finer things in life. I want to sleep on the finest sheets. I want to do this. And some people are simple people, and that's okay. But I think to like glorify a relationship that you see on social media is like, first of all, to me, the wrong thing to do. Like, you can look at it and say, oh, I like how this person treat this person, but it's bad when you say, like, you compare like your situation to somebody who's on the internet, who has access to so many different things. Now you're going home with your boyfriend who has a regular job, and you putting this pressure on him that's unrealistic because of what you see on social media. I don't think that's fair. And I think it's like a bad habit, like that a lot of young people start, because they start seeing people on the internet. And I think like that's the most, like when I was in my relationship in the beginning with Doug, I feel like that's one thing I admired about us, is that it was like gifts and stuff, but more so we was like in the car every day listening to his music, jamming, having fun. We was in the studio together, you know, sitting Indian style, smoking, you know. It was more so of a bonded thing. It wasn't so much as like, oh, I just bought her 3 new cars, you know, and
like the side that people didn't see, like the intimate side people didn't see.
Exactly. So I think like more so, I don't think people should just always glorify what they see on social media.
How are you and Doug right now? Like, in terms
We're good. We're friends. We're like business friends. We're good friends. We're almost like family.
Oh, that's so sweet. Yes, I love seeing y'all on the cover, you know, of like, where all y'all were just sitting, like, and it was just looked really cool. And I know that sometimes, you know, social media, I might see, like, you know, like fans even post like the, like pictures of you two, just because of like how like legendary you all are.
Yeah, right.
How do you feel about that? If you ever do see like, you know, old flicks of you all like resurface, or like any type of like aesthetically like pleasing, like, you know, like posts? Yeah.
I mean, I feel honored, because I feel like it's a part of like, people really have made it a part of like this rap culture. Like, it's a, like a moment in rap culture that was huge for a lot of people. And I feel like they look at us like, some people be like, y'all are like the blueprint couple. Everybody wants to be like y'all. So, but I also feel like, oh my God, are they going to ever let it go? Like, I don't want them to, and I don't mind if they don't, but it makes me see like, it's like, okay, this is a forever thing. They're going to make us stay like together forever.
For your upcoming EP, will you, when it like officially like debuts, will you get on social media and do like a live stream like with fans, or how do you kind of plan on interacting with them?
Yes, I definitely want to do a live stream. I want to find like maybe another platform or another way to do it. And then I want to do something like real personable with my fans. So I'm still figuring it out. Right now I'm working on like completely rebranding. So my page is private right now, but I'm going to be thinking about ways to definitely interact with the people that support me for sure.
Do you have like a theme for your project? Like for like, cause some artists have like, they have like the themes for, they have, they go to like a 80s vibe with their project. They'll go to like old school 90s. Do you have like
yes, a theme? I'm going to say definitely it is old. It's not even old school. It's an older vintage vibe. And I am going to tell y'all that y'all are going to be so shocked when you see the cover. And that's all I can give you, but it's going to really blow a lot of people's minds. Like my whole rollout is so dope and sick, and it's completely different from like me. Like I step completely outside of the box, but it ties into like where I'm going with music, just kind of me being like, I feel like I'm giving like rock star now, and kind of like I'm breaking out of this shell a little bit. So it's given all of that. So I definitely think I'm just gonna say y'all gonna be shocked. Y'all gonna be really impressed.
Is there any like former like albums in the past that kind of like influenced it? Like, you know, is
there any, what was like, the inspiration kind of behind it?
I would say kind of like a Pam and Tommy era, a little bit, the 70s, a little bit. And yeah, it wasn't like an album before. This was like on some like heavy metal type vibe, like, yeah, mullets.
Already.
Yeah, mullets like crazy.
I want to ask you like, who did you have to go through to get that sample cleared for Did That?
I'm not even sure, because of course I know it's the Mace, Feel So Good record, Bad Boy, all of that. But, my team kind of handle everything. I just, do, and then they go and make it happen.
So. Yo, Key, also like what was like the concept that like, I know Sam, directed it. Like what kind of concept did he bring to you for that video? Cause the video is actually really dope. Like how it was shot.
Just Sam McKnight.
Yeah.
I just picked the mood board, and then he just brought the vision to life, and then like he put his ideas in there with it. And I just told him I want to have like, well, he told me the fisheye lens that was like legendary back then. And then from there he I don't know, he just built off of that, like the song, of course, the bad, that whole thing, he watched that, of course. I mean, who don't know the song? But and from there he made like the vision come to life.
Whose idea was it to have, oh my bad, whose idea was it to have Christian in a video?
One of my managers actually set it up. She was like telling me, she's like, oh, I gotta, like, I know Christian, like I think you should get him to pull up and you and him do a scene dancing together. So I was like, okay, if you can make it happen. And she did it within like 2 hours.
I want to know, like, how involved is Young Thug in your project? I know he's like over the label and everything. Like, is he like involved like heavily, or is he just like stays away and lets you do your own thing?
Yeah, he pretty much lets me do my own thing. Like, I feel like I soaked up enough game from him to where it's like, I'm not saying I'm there yet, but I feel like I've learned so much to where he trusts me and like me, my artistry enough to where he knows I'm gonna deliver. He just tells me to stay in the studio, and like I'll call him and get advice from him as far as just certain things or his input on certain records. But for the most part, I feel like I'm really building like my sound and like finding my way with the music. Like I feel like I'm crawling like myself, which I love, because you know, I think like that's gonna have a big input on like where, you know, where I end up. Cause a lot of people feel like, oh, Thug is basically like fueling her career. He's making her and all of this stuff. And I'm like, no, I learned so much from him, but I'm really learning to be an artist on my own. You know, I enjoy music myself. So it's not just like I'm a man-made artist that he just was like, oh, we're gonna make you a star. So I like when people ask me that, cause I'm like, nope, it's all me.
I'm my own brand, okay?
Exactly. No, but he's so dope. Like I've learned everything. Like if without him, I wouldn't even probably be doing music like at all. But he knows that. So he just sit back and he like, do your thing, you know. If you need me, I'm here. Whenever you know, you need something, I want to talk about music, I can be a call away, you know.
That's dope.
In the future, do you see yourself even like, you know, transitioning from like maybe music to more of like modeling or maybe like acting or like anything else?
Yeah, that's what I want to start doing now. Like, I want to start just get my feet wet and everything once I get this first project completed, of course. But yeah, I definitely want to get into acting.
Is there like certain, is it like certain, like a certain, like, you know how there's so many movies being remade and everything? Is there like a certain movie you want to be a part of that's being remade?
Well, I'm gonna tell you the type of scene I would like to have. I would want to do something more so like, I don't know, I want to be like dramatic and like, what? Like, I want to, I think something like that, or like crying or playing like a crazy person, a crazy lady, or like,
what's your
crazy
favorite genre? Ex-wife. Like, would you do horror, like a thriller, or like more so like suspense? Like,
yeah, no, suspense.
Okay.
Horror is too much.
Same. I don't think I could. I was like, oh, I do not want to be a horror film.
Girl, for real. Yeah, no, I want to do something suspense. Like, I always watch movies like that, and I'd be like, this is perfect for me. I'm such a drama queen. Like, so.
That's dope.
Yes.
What do you like see yourself in like 5 years? Like, do you what's like your also like ultimate goal like in rap? Do you want to be like known as like one like the top like lyricists, or like is there like a certain career in rap that you see like right now? You're like, yo, I want to be at their level.
I think more so than anything, I want to be known as, I always say, like the girl that took her own lane, and like she wasn't doing music and she just like killed that shit. Like, she did it. Like, I feel like with me just coming from being like, oh, rapper girlfriend, this and this, I feel like for me to be able to go drop this project, great reviews, have a strong support system, do like a small tour, I feel like, I'm not saying I'm settling, but that's a blessing to me, because I just kind of like I said, I took a lane and I like dived in, and it's like I got all this backing and support, me being signed to a major label. So I would say that's what I want people to take from it, like more so than anything, like, damn, y'all, she really like said she was gonna be an artist and did that shit, like, which I'm already doing now, because I got like what, 5 videos done. So yeah, that's what I want people to take from Carlay.
I love that you don't compare your journey to like other like artists either, or other people. You're very much so like, these are blessings to me, like this is a major accomplishment for me, so that's why I'm gonna like keep going. Like, you don't have to be like, oh, I have to hit this and this to be like, oh, I feel like I did something. Like, no.
Yeah, because like sometimes I sit back and I'm just like, just last night I was thinking about my video I like, and I think I got like 6 million views, and I didn't even notice. Like, I just was so shocked, because I was like, bro, what the hell? Like, and then I was looking at my Spotify, and I think my numbers was like 295 listeners, and that's good for me, because I'm like, damn, like 200,000 people a month, like what? Like, that means people really out here like checking for my music. So I don't know, I just always try to keep myself going with that. But of course, I still have like more pinnacles I want to reach. Like, I damn near stress myself out every day, because I want to go further and further and further. So I'm never content, but I try to always just see, like, focus on me, you know, more so than anything.
That's dope. That's important. For like, say like for like artists right now, they're like kind of like, they're like in the, like they feel stuck and they kind of want to give up, what kind of advice do you have for them? Because I know it's a hard game to be in.
Yeah, I would say definitely, like, I would say just keep going, and like, everybody kind of, I feel like if you don't get to a point in your career where you feel like it's not working out, then you like everybody comes to that point. Like, every artist, someone told me that, they was like, have you had one of the moments where you feel like this ain't your thing and it ain't working out? I was like, yeah, they was like, good, you're on the right path. Like, and I would say that same thing to other artists. Like, it's normal, it's all a part of the process. Like, you just gotta keep going and keep believing in what you do. And then I think just being mindful of the criticism that you let into you. Like, don't let it go to your heart, and don't let go, what's the saying, or go to your mind. Cause like, sometimes people can just throw you off track, and it'll make you just like, you know, steer away from like your sound or something like that. So I would say take the criticism like a grain of salt and keep going.
Just for like to like keep going, and like how you were kind of saying how like those who kind of like doubt like where they are and how far they are might be in like their field, and they might be like, oh, maybe this is not for me. Do you kind of, what do you feel like separates, like, you know, like good from the great? Like, you know what I mean? Like, as an artist, because you can be like a good artist, but like, it's a different feeling to be like a great and amazing like artist.
Can you ask it again? I'm sorry.
What's the difference you feel like it takes to be between like a good artist and like a great artist, like one that's really gonna like leave their mark like in the industry? Because there can be like a lot of good artists who put out like, you know, like maybe some like mainstream hits or just kind of what they do to stay relevant, but actual people that create the true like visual like arts, like the true pieces that are going to be talked about for like decades.
I think somebody that's not afraid to get their hands dirty. And I say that because I feel like I look at people like, for example, Doja Cat. When I say get their hands dirty, like, I mean, you know, I feel like she'll go on the internet, she'll upload a picture of her completely without no makeup. Like, she just being herself. She's not afraid of just always like I feel like the people that are great, they're not always trying to be perfect. You know, they don't mind speaking up about certain things and certain topics and getting a backlash from it. I feel like they're just true leaders. I feel like the hottest artists, like that's the major, like the Nickys and stuff, they speak up. Like Nicki, she speaks up all the time about, you know, equality for women, being equal to men, treated fairly, you know, just different things. I think that's what separates you. Like, of course, it's all in the music and consistency in the music. But to me, it's about really just being a leader in real life, like, and use your platform to be a leader, you know? I think.
Yeah. That's good. Well, thank you, Carla. I appreciate you coming on the podcast. I'm excited to hear your EP Enter coming out next Friday.
Yes, I'm so sad I couldn't see you, Gorgeous, but it's okay.
I know. I'm literally like, and for one, I have a cold, so I'm like under the weather and I'm still trying to like get my glam and stuff done. So I'm sorry.
No worries, you good. But I appreciate you taking your time out of your day to coming on.
Thank you.
No, thank you guys for having me.
No problem. Peace out.
Peace out.